Let's get Love to it.
Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh yeah. It's another Saturday. It's Empowerment Saturday. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's African American Conversation. We talk about our needs, what we need, people. We talk about curing ourselves today. Let's go get it right now. Come on. Oh yeah. Better love. Say that. Hey, y'all. It's better love. There's no better love than for self and kind. That's right, no better love. I'm saying it every week because it's true. You got to love yourself. You got to love your people like never before. So our topic today is curing ourselves. When are we going to get to a place where we begin to love ourselves more than ever? When can we get to a space and a place where we're better than ever? I mean, really better than ever. That means we got to do some healing. So again, the topic today is curing ourselves. But first, let's talk about the tenets of the National African American Empowerment Association. Who in the world is trying to empower African Americans? I mean, we got some people doing some good work out there. We need to collaborate. We need to work together all across the country. Let's create a web of networks that continue to pull ourselves together. Connectivity is what we're calling it. Let's connect. But the NAAEA tenets are in five areas. Critical areas that we need. Politics. Listen, people, we have to have a political agenda. We have to have a political agenda wherever we live, whatever community, neighborhood, city, state, township, you name it. We have to have a political agenda. We have to have a national African American agenda. That's saying something. We got to do some work, y'all. We got to have an economic agenda because that's the only way that we're going to survive is we need money. And all you got to do is look at our communities where we are. Wherever we are, where the majority of us are, is poverty, trauma, drama, pain, dysfunction. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Now, we do have some beautiful communities that we need to begin to model. Those model communities have to be able to show us how to do it and have to be able to go in and reach and teach. Some of us are scared to go into our communities because we don't want to die. I got that part. But we got to talk about the issues. We got to face it, right? After that, we have to have an athletic agenda. That's the A. Athletic means health, wellness, fitness, nutrition. That means you got to take care of your body, your health, and your mind. You got to do it. You got to have a fitness program. Did you get out and work out today? Did you at least go for a walk? What did you eat today? Are you drinking water? Are you taking care of your mental health and your emotional health? That's what you got to do. You got to take care of yourself. That's the A. It's a wellness program that we got to get on because we are leading the world in sickness and disease. Sorry, but that's just what they call health disparities. And then there's C, cultural, relevant cultural programs to help lead, guide, and direct and protect us. We got to be able to set up a foundation for our kids, our values and integrity, all them good things that we need, right? We got to be able to teach that because I think that sense of integrity has been lost in terms of translation going down into the family. And lastly, it's the education, comprehensive education, right? Really looking at how we need to educate ourselves for the 21st century. That means we got to do the work of getting ready, making our people ready. And so today's topic is going to be on curing ourselves. We have to begin the healing process all around the country. We have to be able to do that.
The deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man, we got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
But we must unify.
Hello, Brother Stan.
Let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races and be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference
I like that.
Right here on earth.
Mm-hmm. That's Brother Stan. That's Brother Stan. He makes sense. It's true. We got to do the work. We got to stop doing some things. My point, I'm going to Brother George in just a minute, but I think we're in denial. The reason why I'm having this conversation today is because we just had a shooting in our city today where innocent children, right, and a mother and a three-month-old baby was shot and killed, right, in the crossfire of our people just having a shootout in the middle of a community. Come on now. What's wrong? We're in denial. Denial is, I'm going to the dictionary on you for this one. The definition of denial is a refusal or unwillingness to accept something or to accept reality. And I think that we are not accepting reality. The reality is there's some issues that we got to face. There is no reason why our babies should not be able to play out in the street without being in the middle of crossfire. There's something wrong with that. It's something wrong with that. So we're going to talk about tools. What y'all think? Y'all think we're in denial? What's the deal? I'm saying as a people, I think we have to be able to, as a collective, decide how things are going to go in our community. I'm sliding on over to Brother George. Brother George for the Willie Lynch moment and Kwanzaa segment. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fine, brother.
Welcome. What you got?
Well, I thank you once again for allowing me to share this knowledge with our people. Well, today's principle, Kwanzaa principle, is Ujamaa. Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. More than ever, we definitely need to start moving in that direction. We really should have already been there, but if you're not, then start moving. Just go and buy a bar of soap, buy one of the oil fragrances, buy, you know, some greens, you know, just go and buy something from a black-owned business. Because as our black-owned businesses grow, a lot of the unemployment problem will solve itself because you can always hire your own people once you get to be really profitable. So I wanted to present that today. When we move over to the Willie Lynch segment, I'm going to read from a book by Dr. Naeem Akbar. It's called From Miseducation to Education. And this book is about 25 pages long, so I'm sure that most could read it in one setting. A very, very brilliant African-American scholar by the name of Dr. Carter G. Woodson back in 1930 wrote a book called The Miseducation of the Negro. Dr. Woodson was the founder of the Society for the Study of Negro Life and History, and the one who established what was originally referred to as Negro History Week, which is observed annually during February now. Dr. Woodson's statement in this book was that the main problem facing people of African American descent was the fact that we're victims of miseducation. He went on to observe that when people are educated to respect the knowledge, the scholarship, the history, and the background of everybody except themselves, then those people are miseducated. He said when people went to schools and became scholars in Greek, scholars in Latin, scholars in European civilizations, but with total ignorance of their own civilization, those people were miseducated. He said, when businessmen become experts in being able to run the businesses of the broader community, but cannot provide resources for their own community, those people are miseducated. Most importantly, he said, when people are incapable of using their money to correct their own lives, they are clearly and certainly miseducated. So I thought that there was really no more proper way to begin than to use this lead. It is important to remember that Dr. Woodson's document was written over 50 years ago. Unfortunately, the miseducation has not ceased. In fact, it has increased, and we are now more highly miseducated than we were even before then.
Tell
me,
brother.
You asked the question why, and the question why is because that's what makes white society comfortable, is just talking about the good things that they have done, the accomplishments that they have made, and to talk about other people's accomplishments, their children and them, they don't feel comfortable in the classroom learning those type of things. So it looks like the same way as Ujima with cooperative economics, we're going to have cooperative cooperative education. Brother Marvin, I thank you for allowing me to share that, and it's back to you, brother.
Thank you, Brother George. I really appreciate that. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? We need to cooperate, right? We need to cooperate on so many levels because we have to work together. It's going to be us. My question again is, who in the world is the guy asking us to do the work of working on ourselves? I'm going to go to a clip, and then I'm going to the lines.
All right, well, you know, there was a shooting tonight. I wasn't here, but I live in the community. I live in the neighborhood, predominantly black. There's a lot of black and black violence, and it got to stop. And my thing is that Black Lives Matter, please. Black Lives Matter, if you're listening. You can do a lot to stop this because you have the money, you have the resources to stop this. Black and black crime got to stop, and it's a mindset. You understand what I'm saying? Like, little Bobby, right, or little Timmy, he walks around the neighborhood 3 in the morning, and he's FaceTiming his girlfriend 3 in the morning, and nobody touches him. But a little black kid could walk around the neighborhood, all of a sudden he's a op. You guys want to, you know, the guys in the neighborhood, y'all want to press him. Like, what's going on with the black hate, the self-hate? It got to stop. It got to stop. We're so quick to take each other out. And I'm going back to plead the Black Lives Matter because action is better than words. And we saw what Black Lives Matter did when it comes to police brutality and killings towards the black youth or black period. And what I'm saying is we need those resources to combat this horrible situation. It's a pandemic. It's worse than Corona. It's been going on for years now, and it has to stop. Parents out there, mothers out there are crying. The kid got shot in the Bronx. Basketball star. Babies are getting shot. Come on. Babies are getting shot.
Did you hear about that 16-year-old playing basketball?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. That's a clip. That's happening all around the country. Don't think it's not. All around the country. Now it's getting our babies. Our babies can't even play. We're going to have a conversation, but at the same time, we got to be able to figure out what we're going to do. We need a plan. We need a strategy, right? We can't continue to be in denial. So here it is. We have to value ourselves. Our babies are getting killed. He said, what's going on with black hate? He said, black hate. Black hate. Black hate. Right? So what do we have to do? We got to start developing really good people. Learn to resolve conflict. Take care of ourselves, or learn to love ourselves. We got to set some goals. We got to avoid drugs and alcohol. We got to change our mindset. I'm going to the lines. And first up is 9282. Silver Turf. Welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. May peace be unto you.
Hey, brother. My brother. What you got?
Yes, sir. You doing all right today, brother?
I'm doing well.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing well. I'm concerned, as always, but I'm doing well.
Hey, well, we should always be concerned until things are different. Not just because of one shooting, every shooting. How many shootings been going on and children being killed for years and years and years? You know, back in the 60s, we had a theme song that we used to say, "Save the children, save the children." Remember that? Because we're expecting the children to save us all. That was a big movement back in the 60s, "Save the children." They wrote songs about it, you know. But we haven't done anything. That's why I want to go back to what you said last week. We need to move forward and not focus too much on what happened yesterday, but I want to say about that, though, we've got to understand what happened yesterday, what happened to us in the past, before we can go forward successfully. And we don't understand what happened to us in the past. We don't get it yet, you know. We just don't. So we move forward incorrectly. We don't want to talk about the past and try to figure it out and truly understand it, because it's hurtful, it's painful. When I was in high school, I cut history class so much they gave me a study period just so I would come to school. Because I didn't want to hear about the past, about Uncle Tom's cabin and the slaving. I didn't want to hear that when I was in high school. I wanted to move forward and forget all that. But you got to understand what happened in the past. And once you understand what happened in the past, it will dictate your actions today and tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
when we truly understand. I had a conversation with a white family member last week when I was in San Diego, and yes, I have white family members, and he said to me during our conversation, "Power controls knowledge." You know, let me say that again. Power controls knowledge. So when you have the power, you control what people are learning. You control the dialogue. You control what they're discussing. You are the opinion leader. You set the tone because you have the power. They talk about what power want to talk about. We talk about what power talk about. I mean, it's simple. We speak power's language. We don't even have our own language. We can't speak our own tongue. So we don't know what's right, what's wrong. It's all what we are taught, because power controls the knowledge. And you only flip that over. Knowledge is power. Well, the power controlling the knowledge, we never get true knowledge. So we keep power from us. You know, we have to understand, and that denial you said earlier, we denying that we are white-minded. We are white-minded. Our ideas are white ideas. Think about it. We don't think slavery took our creativity, took the godliness from us. It stripped that from our minds. We couldn't be better than our masters.
Mm.
We couldn't come up with things that superseded our master's thought. All those things were killed. We were beaten into submission, as they say. It mentally destroyed, blind, deaf, and dumb. As the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, we blind, deaf, and dumb, mentally dead. That's what I'm saying. We got to understand what happened to us in the past. When we get together and come up with ideas, we're thinking with a white mind, white ideas. You know, we don't say what white folks do, but we start. They don't need to be in the room. We there. In their mindset, what political solutions can we come up with? What economic solutions can we come up with? What solution can we come up with? All white folks' ideas. I got a dictionary right in front of me that defines politics. One of the meanings of the word politics is characterized by shrewdness in managing, contriving, or dealings. Sagacious in promoting a policy. Shrewdly tactful. See, we don't even know what politics means. We got to go to them and tell them what politics. We don't come up with a political answer. In other words, we're coming up with a white answer. When we say we're going to come up with an economic answer, we're coming up with a white answer. We don't know. We mentally have been destroyed. So we can't, what I'm trying to say, brother, we can't sit in a room and go to our black mindset and be creative. And who knows what we will come up with. You know, we may be able to come up with a way to bring the stars together, to align in our behalf, to do greatness with and so forth. We don't think like that no more. Like Brother Stan said, kings and queens, gods and goddesses is what our past was. That's why I go back to the Lion King. When Mustafa told Simba, you are far more than what you have become. We just don't understand it because we're still in that white mindset. And your topic
what
for
is
today
the solution?
Is hatred.
What's
education.
The solution?
We've got to, as I've been saying, we've got to come within ourselves first and get ourselves together straight, as the topic is today, and focus on self-love. Let's at least love ourselves and admit, first of all,
that's true.
We've been denying that we hate ourselves. We got to admit, yes, self-hatred is why we driving through our neighborhood shooting up each other and killing our youth. That's self-hatred. We need to set a goal as a people first. Let's create love in ourselves. Let's go back to loving yourself and kind. And don't go teach
like
our
that.
Children if you ain't been properly educated. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Yeah.
That's two fools.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fool leading a fool. So before we can go educate our children, we got to make sure we are together and stop lying to them. And one strategy we can put together, brother, a goal we can put together as black people, we want to end the crime in our neighborhood, move back home. All of us, including myself, that moved out, let's go back. Don't try to get them out. Let's go back. Let's go back and rebuild our community. Let's start and show our people that we love ourselves and we coming back home. We ain't leaving no more.
Well,
what
brother,
we leaving for?
I'm just saying, I think that might be a miracle because some of our people are scared to live around our own people. Areas and neighborhoods are being gentrified. And some of our people will not go there unless other people, other races, go there first. So, I don't know. I'm coming back to you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, that was a great point. Here's the deal. When we're going to look at ourselves and be honest, like the brother said, how do we become honest with ourselves? And here's the discussion, right? The discussion continues because we're going to have to address some really critical issues as we go forward, right? And I think, again, the denial and the sheer neglect of our needs and our issues, right? The avoidance of it, the aversion, right? Those things will have to come to the forefront. And here it is. The brother mentioned it in the clip. We're out in the streets and we're protesting when a cop shoots somebody. Again, because that is our construct, right? Because we don't want the system to mistreat us or what we perceive to be the system. But it's okay, right, for us to mistreat, kill, maim, talk to, disrespect, and abuse and murder each other. That's going to have to stop. And again, I go back to developing the value system. I'm going over to 8128 in a minute. Here are the values. We got to value ourselves. We have to create a really good, strong set of values. Let's practice this at home. Develop really good, sound, solid people pouring into our kids. Learn to resolve conflict. Take care of ourselves and learn to love ourselves. Set real goals and then avoid at all costs drugs and alcohol. I guarantee if we just put those things and a few others that we'll get to along the line into place, because we need help and we got to get help. What are the tools? Again, our babies are dying in the streets. We need resources, right? The brother said it's a pandemic. It's a crisis. We're in a crisis right now. We're in two crises. One is the pandemic, and then one is our own issues that we're going to have to face and we're going to have to resolve. What are the tools? I'm going over to 8128. 8128, you know what it is. on 28. What's happening?
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, baby. Brother, I mean, this is such a disturbing yet necessary conversation that has actually been we've been having but have not really dealt with since we've been having it. Our communities are in shambles because, as you say, we are in shambles. We're confused.
The brother say in shambles.
We are not finding. I'd say in shambles because we are in a confused state. We have opportunities. We have abilities. We have things that we can do. But being organized and being unified to have them done is something that we still need to work on. And I know the National Empowerment Association is one of the organizations that's dealing with that. But concerning this violence in particular, I've seen and I've read about different things that have worked. One of those things are some of these young men who are coming out of these juvenile and state institutions of imprisonment, the prison system, are some of our best candidates for talking and addressing this violence. Because a lot of them who have done 10, 20, and some even less years in the penal system have come out of there and have advocated. But we need to organize them. They are not organized. Now, I have spoken to some of them, and I think that it is something that the NAEE can address because these brothers know what this violence brings. It knows what the result of it. These kids will not listen to their older peers or older black men because they feel like they failed them. And they won't listen to their women because they feel the women are too weak or have failed them, at least especially their mothers. I think they need their absolute peers, the ones who have been out there shooting and taught them how to shoot and rob and have no regard for human life. I think they need to see themselves in themselves with those who have been their role models or who have set this path for them to go on. And I think that once we organize them, because many of them coming out of it are in these halfway houses, and I know some of the people who are running these halfway houses who are saying that they want to do something different. This is the job they need to do. They need to speak to their peers about what this violence brings because it has increased. They're even saying it's increased 36%. I think it's probably more than that since last year.
Wow.
But it's increasing to a critical point where we don't do something. We just, people seem like they have just given up. We don't know what else is going on. But we know that we need to make a breakthrough. And one of those breakthroughs is that if you send the ones who were out there before out there, they're not dead because they already know who all these kids are. They already know who they are because, they, like I said, they either got them doing what they're doing through their example or they're role modeling them. But we can stop this violence. And like you said, only we can do it.
That's true.
But we need the ones who can do it appropriately. And those are the ones who have been there, done that. And let's get the ones who are paralyzed, you know, the ones who are in wheelchairs for life, ones who are all kinds of medical conditions behind them being shot and doing these drugs and being in these type of gangs and situations where you can see the result of that behavior. And I think that we can organize that, brother. And I think that's one of the topics that we need to talk about is organizing these people who know what it is, okay? Along with these single mothers who are out here feeling helpless about their children doing this and the ones whose children are being killed as a result. We need to see the whole picture. Because apparently we're in, like you said, the brother said, in denial. All right? We need to see the whole picture.
Right. That's so true. Thank you, brother. Man, that's a great point. All right, so here we go again, right? The brother laid it down really nicely. What is going on in our streets? We keep looking at the problem, and we have to be able to now take action, right? This talk show is just one aspect of the action plan. But what I'm talking about today is there's some truth-telling that needs to go on. That's just the truth. We got to tell ourselves the honest truth about what's going on with ourselves. We have to do the work of, like the brother said, getting down on the ground. See, let me be honest, right? Here's the real deal. Is our, many of our people, I'm going to put it like that, don't want to connect with some of our other people because they're afraid. Either they're afraid or they think they're too good because they don't know how to do certain things. I'm just trying to address it for what it is. The truth is that in order to solve a problem, you got to solve the problem. And wherever you are, wherever you're stationed in that life to me, if you're a person of color, you should be giving back because you know the history. And if you don't know the history, you should call Brother George because he can teach you. Education is so important. That's why it's one of the tenets to that National African American Empowerment Association. We have to understand how important it is to re-educate, educate, and then re-educate our people again. It is up to us to do that work. We should have these empowerment centers and things like it all around the country, all networking, working together to insulate and isolate our people from these type of behaviors. So here is what I would consider a few tools for a solution before I go to Brother George. Our people need to learn to become reliable. We have to dedicate ourselves to constructive communities, but we need discipline. We need a ton of self-discipline. Again, we need to learn how to resolve conflict. Listen to me, people. We have to learn to be productive in our communities and give ourselves the opportunity to be productive by having work. People wouldn't have to sell drugs and steal and rob if they had resources. We need to cooperate together. We need to work together. We need to develop a system of integrity where we can trust each other. And we're going down the line now. We need to learn how to be responsible for ourselves, number one. And then we need to learn how to be accountable. And the last thing is we need organization on the ground. And we need a good, solid, loving, caring group of leaders. We need leadership. I'm going over to Brother George. He liked this part right here. Here we go, Brother George. This is for you. Going to Brother George right now. There it is. Oh, yeah.
Bring it. What?
Right here. Come on, Brother George. Brother George, are you there?
Yes, I am, brother.
What you got for me, brother? I know you wise. You've been around a long time. What you got?
Yes, I have, and I've seen a lot. And for the first time, I've seen how much of a man of God that DMX was. And, you know, a lot of his shows, you know, that he put on, his performances, that he talked about, you know, his love of his Lord, you know. And I was impressed by that. You know,
okay.
Because it did demonstrate that regardless of the flaws he had, that there was a level of balance in his life, you know, and I just wanted to say that.
That's true.
My solution for our people has always been the same as long as I've been in my right mind, and that is that we need to do for ourselves, that we need to educate our own people.
Yeah.
Even if it comes down to all you could tell our people is, you know, to keep your clothes clean. You know, be on time for work. You know, pull your pants up and look, you know, presentable to the world, because the way that you present yourself to the world is the way that the world will treat you.
Right.
And the way that you treat your women
before the world is the way that the world will treat your women. It's the same as your own woman. If you mistreat your woman and curse at her or whatever, or your children before the world, then that's the way the world is going to treat you. The world will treat you the way that you treat yourself. And I think that a lot of our people don't understand that, because we treat ourselves so horribly, and then we wonder why the world treats us the way that they do.
True.
You know, I do understand, you know, what happened to us. And it's time that, you know, we start re-educating. And you do the best that you can. You know, a lot of times what you're telling, the small things that you're telling someone, sometimes you take for granted that people know all of the things that you know, even the smallest, most minute thing, and they might not. And if you spoke that word to them, you know, it could be a tremendous blessing to them that you said the words that you said. When you have your inspirational talks every morning, they are very, very uplifting. And as our audience grows, the people will really learn and be able to appreciate what you have done with the organization that we have. And, you know, but I still say it goes back to each one teach one. Grab, you know, a young person, a young adult, whoever, and just have discussions. And talk about, you know, the things that we can do to improve our situation. And just like I say, even if you go buy a bar of soap, you know, go buy some herb tea, whatever our people are selling, go and buy it. Help them out. And we can all profit from that together. But it's really just going to have to start out small. We don't have to start out, you know, major as billionaires. But you'd be surprised. And how quickly the African-American more can grow back to who we once were once we start heading in the right direction.
I like that.
But those are my thoughts. I'm really, really disturbed, you know. And I did want to speak on an issue that I don't know how this is going to come out, but I was talking with a young brother about what happened with the sister and her child. And I told him that anybody that's ever been involved with that, anybody who's involved with it now, all of them killed that sister and that child. That's not just something that we just blame on those three young men, because they're a product of the dysfunction that's in our community. And so we all did it.
True.
And when we all take blame for what's going on in our community, then maybe we'll get the courage to come in and begin to stop it. You know, so I'm done, brother.
Thank you, Brother George. As always, super powerful. That brother is all right with me. Wow. Thank you, Brother George. Hey, the deal is that we're going to have to be accountable. That's the real deal. The real deal is that we're going to have to be accountable in our communities. And Brother George is right. Again, I'm talking about responsibility and accountability. When are we going to be accountable for our women and our children, men? Women, when are we going to be accountable for our men and our children? Guess what? If we don't do it, who in the world is going to do it? But again, who's asking you to step up now? No matter where you live and what you do, you better start investing. You better start investing right now. Because sooner or later, it's going to come to your front door. If you don't work to make a change in your community right now, I don't care if you live in the suburbs, You have to find somebody in the city because you know somebody that used to live there because that's probably where you grew up at some point. Or you know somebody in your family that do. We got to reinvest. Here's the deal. Education is important, like Brother George said. We've adopted some behaviors, some really super negative behaviors that now a lot of our young people got guns in their hands and they want to be cowboys. But why can't we train and teach our young men to be soldiers? Not cowboys. Not having gunfights in the middle of a neighborhood fighting against each other. When you figure out who your real enemy is and who's causing you to behave that way, then maybe you might think about developing a strategy to protect them children that you're crossfiring upon. And maybe you should develop a strategy to think about how we can put the guns away and start finding solutions. The only way that we're going to have to get this change is we're going to have to learn how to resolve conflict. But here's the deal. You're going to have to learn how to resolve your inner conflict first because we ain't really mad with each other. You got to figure out who our young people are really angry at. I'm going over to 9282. I'm great. Line this thing up, brother. 9282. Give it to me. Brother.
Yes, sir, my brother. I want to go back to something we mentioned earlier that everyone's been touching on. When I said, move back home.
Uh-huh.
And you basically said, that's my impossible dream. But if we to that point where it's impossible to think we would ever move back home, then we doomed. I mean, we've got to be real with ourselves, as we've been talking about, and as you said, we're in denial. I mean, we cannot save our people from afar. We can't be way over here and say, well, why y'all killing each other down there? Why this going on down there? And how can we help y'all there? Sound like we need to help ourselves up here first. In fact, maybe we need to reverse our strategy. Stop working on the hood people and work on these house Negroes.
Oh.
Work on these suburbians, on these bougie Negroes.
Uh-oh.
You know, the ones that can't be around our people, can't be around. You started the show by saying love ourselves, brother.
That's what I said.
That's what we, how can we love ourselves, but yet we don't want to be around ourselves? That's illogical. I don't even want you to give me money. I don't want you doing no foundation or no charity or give me money when you drive by me standing on the corner begging, but yet you don't want to be around me. You're just giving me something to keep having to deal with me. That's self-hatred. And we definitely need to get by that point, get over that. And as men, I'm going to say it like this.
Say it.
We're afraid to die. We're afraid to die.
Uh-oh.
That's the question you just asked. When we as men gonna set the example for our children, for our women? When are we going to be the role model? The man's role in life should be to lead his woman to God. She should see God in you. She should see strength in you. She should see righteousness in you. And your children, that's the example that we're supposed to be setting up for our people. But we are afraid to do it because we're afraid to die. Now, you say we kill each other every day because we're afraid to die.
Huh.
I can kill a nigga.
Turn that over.
I can kill a nigga
Turn
in a heartbeat.
Turn
but
that over.
I can't stand up to my enemy. Uh-oh. I can't stand
Uh-oh.
Up to my adversary. I can't stand
Uh-oh.
Up to the one who's making me a nigga. I can't stand up to
Come
the
on.
One. I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid to lose my job. I'm afraid to lose this. I'm afraid to lose this. And I'm damn sure afraid to lose my life. And the only way I'm going to get killed is to do a drive-by because I'm ducking bullets. I don't want to be out there. I don't want to be the representative, the one that everybody talking about or on TV showing I'm the lead man. Because then they'll take my life. Y'all saw what happened to Martin. Y'all saw what happened to Malcolm. Y'all saw what happened to the so-called ones that stand up, the leader. You saw what happened to Jesus. We've been told what happened to Jesus. If you're going to be the one out there leading, like I said, if you're going to be the one, you've got to be willing to die. But you got to be willing to die for what you know in your heart, in your mind, is righteousness. And if I can't live and reflect righteousness, then damn it, let me die.
That's
where we need to be as men. You know, I'm standing by. I'm not violent. You know, I don't want to bring harm on anybody, but I'm going to stand my life and stand for righteousness. I'm going to stand doing the godly things that I know in me what should be done as a man of God, because I'm one with God. I'm one with my Father. So if I got to lose my life doing that, then let me lose my life. Crucify me. That's the mindset we as people, and particularly men, need to have. And damn it, we better be able to move back home. You want to put an end to the violence in the ghetto? Let all of us move back home and go back. I guarantee you we'll bring some law and order to our community, to our people. You saw it, Brother Armstrong. The children needed to know they could count on you, that you're there. You ain't going
That's
nowhere,
right.
That they can depend on you, you know, that you truly got that back, and you in the fight for to the end of it. When they see that, man, they'll follow you anywhere. They'll
True.
Back you. They'll stand up with you. That's what our people are looking for. I tell black women all the time, y'all, the problem y'all haven't seen a black man.
Huh.
I ain't telling you, you're looking at one now. I'm telling you, y'all have never met a black man. You've met niggas.
Oh.
But if you meet a black man, I'm telling you, sisters, you're like Isaac Hayes said, you'll proudly stand on top of Mount Everest and tell the world, that's
Come
my
on.
Man.
All right.
And I'll go with him anywhere, because you know, through him I see God. Through him I see, right? I see what life is supposed to be. And thank God for sending me my Jesus, my man. You know? Because you know Jesus means justice among us. Is what his name means, supposedly. Justice
Breaking it down.
Among us. Jesus.
All right.
All right, my brother. Yes, sir.
All right.
We got to understand.
All right. Give us justice. A whole
Give
lot, because we need it right now.
We
Thank
need
you,
it right now, and it starts with you. Yes, sir.
I like
Jesus.
That. All right. I might give you one more spin. Hold on a
yes,
second
sir.
Now. Let me get back. Okay. So here it is, right? The brother is laying it down. We need real men, right? And I'm going to tell you just like this. This show should be played over and over and over and over and over again in every household, in every African-American community around the country. Because it is this type of discussion, whether you like it or not, need to be had in order for change to occur. Many of us are just too super comfortable right where we are. Those of us who have considered ourselves to make it, and they, again, I'm not saying we're not doing anything, but are we doing enough of the right thing? Are we putting our energy and our time and our resources and our mind and our thoughts in the right places with the right people who need the right level of support at the right time? You can touch them, but it might be too late because you weren't around. But guess what? I can't be in two places at one time. I got to take care of my own home and my own family. I got that part. Oh, but it's so much that we got to do. It's so much work to be done to undo the stuff that we had to endure. So you're going to have to put some extra overtime in. We got a whole nother gear we haven't reached yet. Again, we have to learn that our kids can rely on us. We have to learn to dedicate ourselves to them. We're going to have to learn that discipline is the key. Productivity is the key. Cooperation is the key. Integrity is the key. Responsibility and accountability are keys to organization and leadership development. And that's what we need. Now, I'm going over to 8128. Come on, talk to me, brother.
Bring it. What?
8128. What you got, man? It's
brother,
us today. Don't nobody else want to talk to us today.
Yeah, brother, I think that we have laid it out pretty much for all the tragedy and all the possible glory that could be, brother. We have to, as the brother said, move home. We have to talk to each other. We have to present what we know is real. We are following the plan that has been laid out for us, the self-destruct, brother, and the only ones who can stop it is us. We have to talk to each other. We have not been doing that. And like you said, brother, you've started talking to us, and you've started a situation here that is going to catch fire, right? Because I'm giving this out to as many people as I can find and that I know to listen as well. But the thing is, brother, we have to put our, like you say, we got to put our boots on the ground. We got to go
got
in the community
right.
and show people that we are here and that we do have a different business. That it ain't just business as usual, that you ain't just got to listen to the things that you've been hearing or settle for what white society says in your value, your worth, you know, your job, you know, your purpose. All those things have been laid out for us. We got to redefine. And you've started doing that, brother, but it ain't reaching enough yet. We need to continue to put our feet on the ground and make sure people are listening to shows like this. Listening to your morning empowerment talk that are getting involved. Because I know there are people out there that want to be involved, but they don't know about it. We need to pass out whatever ways we need to get people to respond. Because there are a lot of beautiful minds out there that have
to
be unlocked. And we need to unlock them. And I think that we all have
like
the ability to do that. You know, because, like you say, brother, we can't do this alone. This is a collective effort. This, you know, I mean, it was made for it to be a collective effort, right? But we just got to get together and talk to people and let them know that we're here and that there is somebody trying to do something different, right? So that they can see that they can be a difference. And that's it, brother. I believe that, you know, we can do it. And I'm willing to get down there on the ground with you.
Well, all right.
I'm ready to get out there. I mean, if I got to pass out flyers, I've done it before, you know. And people respond to seeing you out there. Right? A lot of people don't realize that they ain't been out there on the ground walking around in the community trying to talk to people. That people respond when they see you care. They really do. You just got to give them a plan.
That's right.
You just got to give them a direction.
All right.
That's all. Okay.
I like that. All right. Thank you, brother.
That's it.
I like that. Brother say you got to give them a plan. You got to hit the ground. You got to hit the streets. And we know Brother George is hitting them streets, right? So it's not a whole lot of talk going on this end, right? It's some work being done. But I need you, right, today. Hear me. I need you today. I need you to make a commitment, right? No. That you're going to do something different. Yeah, I like that. It's Marvin Gaye saying what's going on. It's Marvin Rome this time, though. We need to make a commitment today. Can you make a commitment to dedicate yourself to the cause of change in African-American families, in African-American community? If you have resources, will you give them? If you have time, will you give it? Can you mentor a kid that's unfortunate? Can you plug in and say, hey, I want to do something. I want to give my time and my talent and my resources that we can produce some really good results, right? Can I work with you? Can we cooperate? Can we operate together? What can I do? That's the question that got to be asked now. I'm ready to be responsible. I'm ready to commit. I'm ready to commit to change. Guess who has to do it? It's you. It's not me. It's us. And we have to do that. So my plea today is, will you be willing to commit to change? Not about talking about it, right? This is a great talk show, right? But the talk show is designed to wake you up, to get you thinking and share with somebody else. Well, you just share with one other person. Well, you have a discussion about it. Will you share with your family members? Guess who? It's us. Guess who? It's us. And again, who in the world is asking you to make a commitment to change in our communities? It's going to have to be you. At some point, you're going to have to give of yourself in a way like never before. Are you willing to do that? I'm sliding on back over to 9282. 9282, what you got, brother? We almost closed. Last round. What you got,
brother? I was just listening to you and brothers talking about, you know, what we had to do. And I want to leave everybody with this equation. And so you can see the significance of it. You're talking about getting, if we all agree that we're going to bring two people next week to this phone call. Just two. Each one of us bring two. Look, a guy first asked me one time some years ago if I got a job. He offered me a job and he said he was going to pay me a penny a day for 30 days. But that penny would double itself every day for 30 days. Would I take the job? In my ignorance, I said, no. I ain't taking no job for 30 days. You pay me a penny a day that's going to double itself every day for 30 days. Do the math. Okay, a penny a day for 30 days. That doubles itself every day. Day one, you get a penny. Day two, you get 2 cents. Day three, you get 4 cents. Day four, you get 8 cents. Day five, you get 16 cents. Work it up. By the time you get to day 30, brother, you're getting millions of some dollars a day. On a penny. Yes, sir. That doubles itself each day for 30 days. If we just get one, bring two, or whatever, and then have them, like I said, building that pyramid, but we're not going to run a scam, just getting more people involved, it'll just, if we start small, bring one, bring two, and then the one you bring or the two you bring, get them to bring one, bring two. And it grows, it'll grow and grow and grow from there. But we definitely, it starts with us. As we've been saying since I've been on the show with you, you know me, be the one. It starts with you as an individual. It starts with you as an individual. We've got to want to do it. We've got to see the greatness, the righteousness, the motivation, the love, et cetera, the godliness. We've got to see that in us first. It won't work if we don't see it in us first. Find the God in you. Find the God in me. That righteousness. It start with me first. Despite what everybody else do. I don't care if I'm the only one in the world doing it. I got to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that one. That's what we need. And we spread that. And like Brother George would testify, I had to learn to love myself first. I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
That was the thing that changed my life. I had to learn to love myself as a black man first. That changed my life. I'm telling you. Before then, I was just your average old wannabe uppity bougie nigga. That thought I was something, you know. Had a little education, could sing, popular, all that everything, just, you know, play on. I had to learn to love me as a black man. Changed my life, changed my world, changed my outlook on everybody else in the world. I learned to love you as a brother when I learned to love myself. Despite what you were doing, despite what the brothers in the hood were doing and all that, when I learned to love myself, I learned to understand why they were doing what they were doing, why they killing each other in the hood. I know why.
Right.
Self-hatred, been conditioned to do it. The drugs in the community, the crack, the heroin, the liquor, the no opportunities, as you said earlier, all those things, the beating of you women, all those things, self-hatred, lack of knowledge. The power controls the knowledge. We need to get back in control of the knowledge. We need to re-educate ourselves. Start with yourself, then our people, because the word self is defined as people of the same color.
All right.
And he said, do for self. People are the same color, brother. Starts with you.
All right. Got to wrap it up, brother. Thank you so much for another good call. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Please.
All right, folks. Thank you. That's it for today. I want you to think about what the brother said today, right? If you are online listening right now, we're challenging you. Take the empowerment challenge. Go out and do something. Do something. Make a difference, right? Become the best person that you can be. If you can just change your mind, then you can change your heart. And if you can change your heart, you can change your life. Let's go out today and begin to change minds and hearts and lives by doing the things we know we need to do. become motivated and empowered to become the best person that you could be today and every day. Next week, people, let's go. Peace.